Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1052. This is your host, Danny, and I'm live here, Bryant Park in New York City. For those that don't know, right now when I'm recording this, there's like this crazy heat wave all around the northeast of here in the United States, and it's really, really hot over here. I'm dying. The good thing, I have, you know, some water over here, some beer, and I'm here by myself doing this solo podcast. I want to have a conversation with you, with the listener, about things that's going to happen this week with Xbox and their showcase, game showcase, happening later this week. But I want you to know that this is right now, I'm having a conversation with you, and I want you to feel, if you're listening to this, I want you to feel like we're sitting down, we're at the park. We're sweating, it is hot, and we're just talking about games, all right? But first, head over to GamertagRadio.com, post your comments and feedback, listen to our past episodes, and make sure to share that to your friends, family, spread the word about GTR online, social media, just spread the word, even through text. Share one of the episodes to your friends and tell them why do you listen to GTR. That will help us out a lot. We need that support. From you, the community. Also, if you'd like to be part of a fan mail, this is how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
This Thursday is going to be a very, very big week for Xbox. I know everybody's excited. It's Xbox Games Showcase, where right now, confirm, we are going to see Halo Infinite gameplay. This conference, the digital event, is going to be about 60 minutes long. This was confirmed by Aaron Greenberg on Twitter. He posted it online. So again, there's not going to be no hardware announcements, no services, nothing else. This is going to be 100% all about the games, and that's what we want. We've been waiting for this moment for a very long time. Even if you're a huge fan of Xbox, or you've been disappointed about Xbox One, or if you're just curious to see what type of games and stuff they're going to announce, this is our moment, man. As a gamer, this is going to be a very, very exciting time. Because, look, even Paris mentioned this on Twitter, because there's been like a lot of people just bashing others because they're excited about this event, or if there's people that are playing Ghost of Tsushima and they love that game a lot, and the Xbox fans are trashing them. Look, man, we're gamers. There's no reason for us to be attacking other people just because they like something else, but it's still part of the gaming community, man. And at the same time, it's important to see competition from just gaming company in general, man. So let's talk about what's going on with Xbox Games Showcase happening this Thursday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 9 a.m. Pacific. So make sure to tune in, and we're going to be streaming on Twitch. Actually, Paris is going to be on IGN throughout the whole time, post show, and even before the conference, and even after. He's going to be there doing commentary about his thoughts about Xbox. So we're going to be doing co-streaming on Twitch, and we're going to record that live also for the podcast. We're going to also have a couple surprises where we're planning to post some stuff after the showcase, so make sure to tune in and get ready. Now, Xbox made an announcement a couple days ago All right, so there was a couple of things that they announced, and this was a post from Phil Spencer, and it was posted on Xbox Wired, and this is, "You are the future of gaming," which they've been promoting this now for a while now, talking about, like, you are the center, you are the one that decide how you're going to play your games. Is it going to be console? Is it going to be PC? Is it going to be streaming with your phone? Other devices, you know. So one of the things that they announced that I think was like a major, if you have Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, Project S Cloud is going to be totally for free for subscribers. And that is a major mic drop for now, because there's going to be other ones in the future. But if you actually think about this, we spoke about this multiple times on our show, which that was our theory, that we were like, hey, there's no way Xbox is going to have a separate subscription for Xbox Project S Cloud. And it just doesn't make no sense. Why would they do that? And now this is confirmed from him, the man himself, Phil Spencer, saying that you could actually play Project S Cloud totally for free as long as you're part of Xbox Games Game Pass Ultimate. Now, another thing that happened a couple of days ago, look, all this happened between Thursday and Friday, right? So around that time, we also found out that there's no longer Xbox Live Gold, meaning, again, they haven't made this announcement yet, Microsoft, but I think that the company is also going to attach Xbox Live Gold 12-year subscription, or as long as you're part of the service of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, you could play online for free. The only thing that's available, and that's optional, let's say you can't afford to buy or to subscribe to Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, then there are the monthly Xbox Live Gold, or every 3 months you could also subscribe to that. So that could be a major mic drop and a major game changer, because all you need is Ultimate and you are good. You're going to get the games, you're going to get Project S Cloud, and of course, the important one of all, you could also play online for free with Ultimate. That's a major mic drop. Now, put it this way, and you know me with my crazy conspiracy theories. Let's take it to the next level. Let's just say Thursday we get to see Halo Infinite gameplay, right? We get to see it, everything. How about this? The launch of Project S Cloud, which supposedly is going to come out in September. This is the perfect way to celebrate the launch of Project S Cloud, which hopefully will have like an official name around that during that time. But imagine this: either during this event or during the August event, Xbox could easily say this: "Hey, you. We want you to try out Halo Infinite for the first time. You could play it now if you are a Xbox Game Pass subscriber. But you don't need an Xbox One. You don't need an Xbox Series X. You could play this on your PC, or you could also play this on your phone, tablet, Samsung TV, Apple TV. All you have to do is sign up to this service for $1. This is the way how we're going to celebrate the launch of Project S Cloud. That will be, in my opinion, if they announce something like that, to celebrate the launch of Project S Cloud in September, that will be the ultimate mic drop. Because you know why? I'll tell you why this is a huge mic drop. Because look, there's a lot of people that are saving up to buy a PlayStation 5, or maybe they're planning to buy a Nintendo Switch, But everybody has a phone. Everybody has a tablet, maybe a PC, or any other device that will allow you to try out Project S Cloud. You don't need to buy that, a console. You could still play Halo Infinite multiplayer, and they could even say you could try it out. The first month is only $1. That would be huge. That could happen. That could happen. And I could see the people going crazy, making that move. Like, oh, man, let me try them on my phone. Let me just get a Bluetooth controller connected to my phone, tablet, and so on, or maybe another TV, and just play these games. Remember, the Xbox controller and also PS4 controller, those controllers are compatible with Apple TV, so you could easily connect to those there through Bluetooth, and Project S Cloud or Xbox Game Pass, the app will be available there, and you could play all these games, man. This was, in my opinion, the ultimate mic drop for Google Stadia, because Google Stadia, what in the world are they doing, yo? This announcement that they just had a couple days ago was the killer for Stadia. And not only that, guys, and this is the thing that I mentioned a couple minutes ago, everybody with this whole fanboy BS, competition is good, man. Things like this will force Stadia to make changes, will force Nintendo, will force PlayStation to make changes, man. And this is good for gaming overall. So I hope this happens. I hope. And you tell me, look, you guys that are listening right now, please, do you disagree with this? Do you agree? Do you think this is a good idea for Xbox to make this announcement, not only in July, but maybe in August, right before a month before the launch of Project S Cloud and so on? And believe it or not, that could be an opportunity for the company to also promote the consoles, which most likely will come out either, in my opinion, September or October. So please hit me up, fanmail at gamertagradio.com. You can hit me up on Twitter at Godfrey, that's GODFREE. Or you can call us 786-273-7GTR. And by the way, I'm live at Bryant Park, so you're going to hear a lot of background noise. And the reason why I want to do this is because right now the weather is beautiful over here, and I just want to just have a conversation with you, the listener. I don't care if you're sitting, running, driving, or at home listening to this podcast. I'm talking to you. So if you're listening to this and you're excited for what's coming on Thursday, please let me know if you agree or disagree.
Back on the scene. This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
All right, so we're going to play some voicemails here from our listeners where they talked about their predictions about Xbox Games Showcase. Here we go.
What's up, Gamertag Radio? This is Caleb, a.k.a. Chubby Wubby from Huntington Beach. And for the Xbox conference that's coming up, I believe you guys have narrowed it down pretty well. Open it up with Halo, close with Fable, possibly see Banjo, and maybe Jet Set Radio. We can only hope. But maybe something from EA. They've been kind of silent lately. Haven't heard much from them. I forgot if they're still on that hiatus for any new Battlefield. But, I mean, something new from them would be pretty awesome. And maybe an official announcement for xCloud for Android. Not so sure about iPhone, since there is a little bit of a dilemma on iPhone right now. It's a whole thing, but, I mean, we can only hope. But, yeah, that's what I think so far, what we'll see in the future. Thank you.
What's going on, Gamertag Radio? It's Jacob giving you guys a call from Charlotte with a few Xbox Game Showcase predictions. I'm going to try to make it as quick as possible because I got way too many. Because I'm really excited about this showcase. I want to see a lot. But first, random prediction. You remember that game BC that Peter Molyneux was supposed to be coming out with a long time ago for the original Xbox? Never came out. It might have been 360. I don't know, but I think that's coming. Second thing, I think that Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 3 is going to get announced for the system. Third prediction, new Splinter Cell game. Fourth prediction, let's say the Xbox Game Pass service, Play Anywhere thing, Microsoft is going to change the game and announce that that's on the PlayStation 5 too. Crazy, I know, but it's like a service like Netflix. It could work. And then the piece of plastic actually wouldn't matter. They'd kill the whole setup. They'd win it all with that one. And last thing, what was it? Nah, I can't remember. I had a last prediction, too. I'll call back later. Once again, love the show. Love you guys. Keep up the great work. And keep up the great conversations.
This is David from Baltimore. And I would like to make my quick predictions on the Xbox showcase. I predict that along with Halo Infinite, I think we're going to get a Halo Battle Royale game because Call of Duty has one, Battlefield has one, but I think most likely we're going to announce a Halo Battle Royale game. Do you think that we're going to get one? And one prediction, a new IP from a well-known studio, possibly something new for our new IP for Xbox Series X. I hope y'all have a good day. Thank you very much.
All right, so we're going to take a short break from our live recording at Bryant Park. And right now I have my brother, Nano, all the way from Miami. What's going on, Nano?
What's up, baby? Surviving.
Surviving. How you feel, man? I know a lot of people don't know your situation right now. But
Everyone up, I tested positive for COVID.
Yes.
And it was rough in the beginning, but I'm getting over it, so feeling pretty good.
That's good, though, man. That's good. Any tips for those that how to prevent it? And also, if you do get it.
I can't give you any tips on how to prevent it, obviously, because I got it, so I don't know what I'm doing. But I would say follow all the guidelines. Wash your hands, wear your mask. Mm-hmm. 6 feet apart, you know, everything that you can to like really just keep yourself safe. And it's more important that, you know, you don't catch anything. So even if you're asymptomatic, I don't want you to think that, you know, you're okay to go out and then you start passing it along to everybody else. And that's how this, you know, that's how this really gets around.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, as far as like being sick with it, I think I got a really mild case of it, man. So It was rough the first like 3-4 nights, and I'm good now. Like I'm actually no cough, no fever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just a little uncomfortable, but you know, overall I think I'm getting better. So a lot of fluids, distance yourself, quarantine completely from everybody, and just clean every day if you can. If you have the strength, which I know is tough, just clean as much as you can. Mm-hmm. I've been constantly wiping everything down, like Clorox on everything.
That's good. That's good for the tips, Nano. So just in case anybody out there that's listening worldwide, just make sure to be careful, man, everything, man. So
Wash your hands.
Yeah. In a couple of days is the Xbox Games Showcase. Are you excited about it? Are you any predictions, anything that you would like to see?
Remember, excited is an understatement. I've been waiting for this since they announced it. Like, I don't know. I've been counting down the minutes, basically. Uh-huh. There's so much that I want to see. And, you know, I know what I'm expecting. We all know Halo is going to be the biggest title that they're going to announce. Or they're going to show.
Yeah.
I have a lot of expectations just because I'm such a big Halo guy. But I don't know, man. It's hard for me to put all my trust into 343 from what they've done. To me in the past, they really have a lot to prove on this one, you know? And I know they've been trying to make it up. MCC is a lot better now than it was when it was released. They're making a big effort to, like, win the Halo crowd back.
Yeah.
But they have a big mountain to climb, you know what I mean? Like, it's not going to be easy. And I'm expecting an amazing showcase from them.
Okay. Now, if it's like non-Halo related.
Non-Halo related. Yes. Man, I want to see a new Perfect Dark for sure. I think Joanna's due. I don't know. I feel like I'm the only one that's not. I'm not excited if they announce a Banjo game. Are you? Are you looking forward to that?
Oh, hell yeah. I love Banjo.
I'm not a Banjo guy, man. I never understood that game. Like, it was so obscure to me, and it didn't make sense. And I still don't like the characters to this day.
Okay, everybody has their own opinion. That freaks me out. Everybody's going to have an opinion. Now, we're RPG.
I want original titles. I want some more original titles, man. Like, I feel like Microsoft needs to come through on that.
You know, Nano, that we're fans of JRPGs and RPGs games. A new Fable game will be cool, right? I love the Lost Odyssey that came out for the 360. Imagine a sequel to that, like Blue Dragon.
You know what?
You know,
I feel like I'm the only. You know, look, Blue Dragon was dope just because of the art. Other than that, the music was atrocious.
Yeah, it was. The game was fun. The game was fun.
The game was cool. Yeah, like I'd want to see more RPGs in the next gen.
Yes,
I feel like we missed out on a lot. This last generation. I don't know. I feel like Microsoft has a big chance to sort of like blow Sony out the water with their, you know, with what they did last month.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they didn't show too much. You know what I mean? Like they showed enough to like get a little bit of hype around the PS5. But I feel like Xbox has the chance to like really just go guns a blazing, you know, just show it what everything that you can to really like to prove that you're about, you know, the games that you want to make this next generation more about players, more accessibility for what games you want brought to the console, where you could play it, when and where you can play it with xCloud.
Agreed. And one thing that I would love to see too is I know we always bring up the old IPs, but man. There's a lot of new ones they could actually announce for the first time, stuff that we have never seen before that maybe this will get us even more hype for the console and for the services and something different and new, because the issue that I've been having for years, and Nano, you probably agree with me with this, I don't want Xbox to be known as first-person shooter console and that's it. You know, like, I get it. I know there's a whole crowd that just love FPS. But man, now we grew up with RPGs. Like, yo, The Witcher 3, one of my favorite game of this generation. That hands down. I love that game so much. I'm excited for Cyberpunk, but that's third party. But I'm talking about more from the first party side, because if you take it back to the old days of the Xbox 360, Xbox had Japanese studios working on exclusive games for the console. And I would love to see new IPs. I love Viva Pinata. That was another game that I truly enjoyed when it came out. You know, I just,
you know what I would
new,
love?
New stuff. But yeah, go ahead.
I would admire, and I know they kind of hooked us up by re-releasing the game, but I would love a new Phantom Dust.
Mm-hmm.
Just something like that, you know, something that's so out of their realm. Like, something like Xbox players aren't used to those games, you know what I mean? Like, that was a Xbox first generation game, and it wasn't like as a big of a hit as it should have been. I thought it was a great game, but something like that would really like hype me up, you know, a new game that is away from the first person shooters, steps away from you know, like the normalcy of Xbox, like what people are used to seeing on that console. I want something new, fresh, blow me away, you know what I mean? Like I need something new. Like I can't do this anymore. I don't want another Battle Royale. I don't want another Call of Duty, you know, type of game. Like I need something new.
Yeah, agreed. There's a new game that's from Rare that got my attention big time, which was announced a while back last year in London. Everwild. I don't know if you've been checking that out. That looks interesting. That looks very, very interesting. I want to know more about that game. I know they're going to show.
I have not seen anything about that.
Okay, so see, there's a lot of people that doesn't know about that game, and that game is really cool, and it's for Xbox and also Windows, and of course, you can play this on Project S Cloud, etc. So,
Yeah, it's called Everwild. I don't know much about that game, but I'm very curious. And this is a brand new IP, brand new title from Rare.
So wait, like I know Aaron Greenberg, he announced, I think I saw it on Twitter somewhere, the Xbox Showcase, the pregame show, they're going to actually premiere some games there exclusively.
Yes.
So what are your predictions? What do you think they're going to show there that they won't show in the major in the main showcase?
I think you're talking about first party, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, don't be surprised, besides the first party games, don't be surprised if we see maybe games from third party companies that actually is being made exclusively only for Xbox.
Do you think Sega has anything lined up?
I would love to, man. Here's the thing about Sega, man, and man, I bring this up so many times, but if you go back to, I think it was like a year ago or so, they did a survey from the Sega community. Okay, what are the games that you would like to see return back, right? You know that Jet Set Radio was the number one game from that?
And I'm pretty sure you voted more than once.
I voted for Jet Set Radio and also Phantasy Star. I was very in shock that Phantasy Star Online was like in the top 10 or top 5, I think it was. Can't remember exactly. But here's the thing. Sega and other companies has a lot of IPs that they haven't used in years. And it's because of budget, and maybe there are different cases too that we don't know yet. But Sega had a lot of money back then to do all these games, right? The reason why we see games like Bayonetta on Nintendo Switch is because a company like Nintendo, they see the potential of that IP and they invest. Like, hey, you know what? We'll give you all the money that you need to create that game, but it's only going to be exclusive only for our console. So PlayStation did that with Capcom. I think it was Street Fighter, right? Mixed reviews on that one, but it happened, right? Microsoft could do the same thing, not only with Jet Set Radio, but there's other IPs that they could easily bring back and announce, hey, we're doing an exclusive partnership deal with Sega, you know, and just...
Man, I mean, to be honest with you, there's so many Sega titles that I can name that, yeah, like, I would love to see come back, you know, like, and let Microsoft fund everything and just put the games out. I want a new... I would love a new Panzer.
Oh, my God, Panzer Dragoon? Yeah, Panzer Dragoon for sure.
A new Jet Set would be awesome. I mean, you put me onto that game when I was a teenager, you know? Like, I love that.
Yeah.
That franchise is awesome.
You played up Jet Set Radio Future for the original Xbox?
Yeah, of course. I played all of them, man. I love all the games.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were all cool. The music was dope. The art was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was a big fan of those titles.
Yeah. But that's what I would like to see. From that third party.
You know
party.
What? I personally, I feel like this, like Xbox is missing, like what you said, you know, Street Fighter went exclusively to PlayStation. Sony, you know, got the rights.
Yeah.
They kind of screwed everybody over on Street Fighter, which is a game that everybody got used to playing on any console. You know what I mean? Like it was annoying that the newest Street Fighter was only available to Sony.
Mm-hmm.
But I want a new fighting game on the Xbox. Maybe like a Killer Instinct, a new Killer Instinct, but like a crossover. I don't think Killer Instinct will hold on by its own. Like, I don't think it'll do too much. If they can cross it over with another franchise, that'd be amazing.
I think Mortal Kombat would be the perfect one.
That'd be really good.
That would be really big if they do like a crossover, you know, Killer Instinct, Mortal Kombat, boom, and that would be it. And believe it or not, for those that are listening, so I did a digital boot camp like a couple of weeks ago for high school kids, black and brown kids in Chicago. That was a lot of fun. Shout out to the crew out there, the TV network HITN. I did it with them. So I had Hector Sanchez. He works for Epic. He used to work also for previous different studios. And we were talking about, you know, just people in the industry and everything. He talked about the co-creators of Mortal Kombat. They both are Latino, and I had no idea. So one of them, Mexican, and the other one, Ed Boon, is Dominican. And I had no idea that one of the biggest legendary fighting games of all time, you put it up there with Street Fighter, it was made by Latinos. the co-creators. So that's awesome.
That is dope.
That is really cool. And we need to see more of that, because I think that will inspire us to do more things, man, in the future. You know, people that never seen that. We're so used to of just like, you know, the normal without Latinos and blacks. You know what I'm trying to say? So it's good to see that, man. It's really
there's so cool. much there's so much untapped talent in like in our communities, and I feel like what you do with kids, you know, like you go out, you speak to them, you kind of show them mm-hmm. all the avenues and lanes they can take within the gaming industry, not just developing or coding. You know, there's different lanes for everyone, you know, and it's to see our people get more involved is beautiful, and I think it's something that this industry needs. You need more diversity to not only, you know, expand your fan base, of course, obviously, but mm-hmm. you want different, you know, ideas from different cultures, from, you know, like everybody's got. I know friends of mine that develop games, and they, you know, they're just missing that big push from a big company to kind of elevate them to the next level, because they have great ideas, they have great stories, characters.
Definitely.
Game designs are awesome. It's mm-hmm. just they need more support.
Yep, totally agree.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
All right, so let's talk about our sponsor for this episode of Gamer Tag Radio, and that's Raycon. So Raycon actually sent us earbuds for us to check out, to test it out, and I've been using this now for a couple of days, and I've been enjoying it, man. I just love the design. I love that it has a lot of bass. Every time I travel to downtown from where I'm located at here in New York City, you know, I'm always listening to my 90s hip-hop, and it just sounds good, man. So whether you're working from home or working on your fitness, you want what you're listening to be what you're listening to, not what others like your friends, your roommates, neighbors are listening to. Everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds. But before you go dropping $100 on a pair, you need to check out the other wireless earbuds from Raycon. You already know that Raycon earbuds start about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market. And they just sound as amazing as the other top audio brands you know. Their newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, are the best ones yet, with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, and more bass, especially when I'm listening to my little hip-hop music. It has a lot of, that bass is pretty good, man. Raycon's wireless earbuds are so comfortable, perfect for the conference calls or even listening to podcasts like Gamer Tag Radio. And I think, like I was saying, what's a game changer to me for this is the design, how it is, and also half the price. I think that's really cool that it's cheaper than a lot of other wireless earbuds on the market, man. So you definitely gotta take advantage of that. And this company was co-founded by Ray J. And celebrities like Snoop Dogg, Brandy, even for those that like Cardi B, they are all obsessed with Raycons. Pick up a pair and see what the hype is all about, man. Now it's time for you, the listener, to take action. Take action right now, because this deal is for you. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/GTR. That's buyraycon.com/GTR for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. One more time, GTR. Buy raycon.com/GTR. Go over there and check it out. We want to say thank you to Raycon for sponsoring this episode of Gamer Tag Radio.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
I'm going to bring this up because I feel like none of us are really talking about this, man. You know, I know.
We all hate him. We all hate Paris.
Nah. So look, we love JRPGs. We love battle royale games, first person shooters. But see, here's the one thing that I feel like is missing big time in gaming. And I mean, we play it here and there, you know, locally with our friends and family. But I love trivia. I love puzzle games. Like, you know, one game.
What do you want? Like a new Jack in the Box? What are you talking about?
No, no, no. Not like that. I'm talking about, I'm going to take it back. The first Battle Royale, technically, if you actually think about it, it was a trivia game. It was 1 versus 100 for the Xbox 360, and it was a live show. And it was an exclusive only for that console. So you could play with random people online, a lot of avatars from around the world. It started only for Canada first, and then it opened up for United States and so on. But it was actually pretty cool, man. Pretty cool. And you can win prizes. The reason why I'm saying this now, I'm not saying to bring that back, but I'm talking about like that type of interactive experience, something new.
I get it. It's just...
Yeah. For the casual market.
I think everything's gone into like a Battle Royale world now. You know what I mean? Like Tetris. You have Apex. Call of Duty's transitioned completely into a Battle Royale. Like, people don't even give a crap anymore about the arena fighter anymore, you know? Like,
yeah,
there is no 6v6 anymore. It's just, everything's Battle Royale. And I feel like it's they flooded us with this game type that, honestly, it's cool. I don't know. I'm not down with it. Like, I'd rather play something else. Like, I'm over the Battle Royale thing.
No, I'm not saying for them to bring back a Battle Royale. I'm saying that that was the game that started the Battle Royale, if you actually think about it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Versus 100? You think that's where that... think everybody looked at that and said, you know what?
No, but believe it or not, that was 100
PUBG,
players.
PUBG was there like, mm-hmm, yeah.
That, to me, was the first 100 players until there's only one winner. I mean, what else was besides that one? I mean...
Royal Rumble?
Nah, man. That, to me, that was the Battle Royale. 100 players, only one winner. First time ever. And then from there was shooters. But it started from that game. But besides that, that's not what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is I would love for Microsoft to also do new type of interactive experiences. It doesn't have to be 1 versus 100, but something unique and different that I think it will be cool to just everybody, not live, but just like, trivia, maybe win prizes.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because like live is tough, man. Live is really tough. That would involve so much like oversight, and like you have to, you know what I mean, like you have to monitor the community, because at the end of the day we all know who the people are that are online, you know what I mean? Like, it's there's not the nicest people on there, and like
no.
Imagine a live room with 100 people and they're just like, they're going at it. You know what I mean? Like, I can only see the worst in that, but maybe they can make it work. I don't know.
No, I don't care. I just want something new. It doesn't have to be live. It could be pre-recorded. It could be just new questions added all the time, you know, but it's recorded. It's not, you know, trivia. I just love trivia. And I love puzzles, man. I love puzzles. Do you remember the game that you were so hooked on the Xbox 360 when it came out?
Oh, Hexic, baby.
Hexic. And it was free.
Yeah, that game will never come back out. You know what? I'm so upset that part 2 was released, because it just, like, I didn't like it at all. And it totally turned me off. And I still go back sometimes and play the original Hexic, because I like that one so much more.
Yeah.
But I would like a new puzzle game. Yeah. You know what? I'm here thinking about Sony. Like, Luminous.
Luminous was really good.
Yeah, Luminous is, like, games like that are, like, that's my Zen game. You know what I mean? Like, I could play Tetris and just zone out. Until my Switch dies on me, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, agreed.
Yeah, like puzzle games are my thing, but I don't know. I feel like everybody's expecting all these first person shooters and RPG, like, well, more like action games and stuff like that. And I want something more chill.
Yeah. Well, I'm waiting for, you know, a game like Fable, because I know the company that's developing that game. They are amazing. One of my favorite studios, man. Like, they worked on,
I don't know, man. Forza Horizon. Feel like Sega needs to give up some of their RPGs, bro. I would love a new Grandia, a new Skies of Arcadia.
Wait, Grandia is not Sega though. Grandia, I think, was from another third party company. But
you know what? You're right. It is from a third party. I'm thinking about Grandia too.
Oh, what about Skies of Arcadia?
Skies of Arcadia was, I think, Sega?
Yeah, so this one, oh man, so developers, Game Arts, and that's the company that I think worked on that. Skies of Arcadia. Man, I mean, there was a lot of games, man, that that came out during that time that was pretty cool. All right, so this one. Oh, actually, Skies Over Arcadia, that's Overworks and also Sega AM1.
I'll get into the details later. I'm just saying there was a lot of good RPGs on the Dreamcast that Sega that was only Grandia was released on the PlayStation 2 as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the reason why I'm bringing up Sega a lot is because Phantasy Star Online 2 came out. And that's exclusive right now, time exclusive. Of course.
Yeah. What would you do if they announced a new Phantasy Star?
That's not gonna happen. It's too soon. Too soon for.
What if they just tease it? What if they just tease a new Phantasy?
I mean, I'll be excited, but I don't know. I really doubt it. But
yeah, of course not. They just released the
from the States. Yeah, and they're doing pretty good with that. Yeah. But I really doubt it.
Well, I feel like a new Sonic game is overdue.
Yeah, but it's not gonna be an exclusive or time exclusive. That's a big.
I don't know. I'm not. Exclusives are so. I don't know. I'm so against them nowadays, man. Like I just want to play the game that I like. Whatever I own, that's I want to play it on that. You know what I mean? Like I don't care. I don't want to have to go out and buy a specific console to play a game that, like Ghost of Tsushima. Like I love it. You know what I mean? It looks great.
Yeah,
I can't play it. And why? Because I don't have a PlayStation, and I'm waiting to get a PS5, and now I have to wait all the way till the end of the year to play this game.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's all
good. But like, I would love to be able to play that on my Xbox.
Yeah.
I'm so against exclusives.
Anything else from that before I start talking about Paper Mario?
No.
Okay. All right. No, there you go. All right. So I'm going to talk about Paper Mario, the Origami King. Which is out for the Nintendo Switch. And first of all, I just want to say thank you to Nintendo for sending me this code here. And I don't know, Paper Mario, that got your attention or not? Because I can tell you a couple of things that I truly think about.
It is currently at 40% on my Switch right now.
Oh, so you're downloading it. Oh,
Downloading it. I bought it this morning.
Nice.
This morning.
So it's look, the story, it's pretty cool. It's funny as hell. Really, really funny. I love the art style of the game. And have you played previously like other Paper Mario games in the past or no?
I played all of them.
Okay.
I love the series.
What was your first one? The actual first Paper Mario game?
Yeah. Yeah, I started off with the beginning. I think I've played almost every single Mario game except Sunshine.
Sunshine, yeah. Yeah.
I honestly never played it.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think I'm ever gonna go play it because I've seen the game and it's like,
don't say that because we might see something else in the future the return of all those games. 35th anniversary of Mario, but that's another conversation. All right, another conversation. Anyway,
I do love Paper Mario. I love the series. The characters are cool.
Yeah.
It's a different different type of humor that usually isn't shown in Mario games.
Yeah,
totally
agree.
The music in this new one looks really dope. I've seen the video clips that you put up, and I was like, man, you know what? I can't take it anymore. I'm gonna buy this game.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool. And there's so this is what happens. So Mario and Luigi, they're driving in one of their carts, and they go to Princess Peach's castle. She's there, but when they arrive, nobody's there. It's very quiet. So they go inside the castle, and this is literally right in the beginning when you turn out the game. And they get to see Princess Peach, and she's started asking Mario questions. And Mario's like, wait a minute, something is off with Princess Peach. And then you end up at the bottom of the castle, captured, where you're going to get to see other enemies from previous Mario games. They're also captured with you. And they're also wondering, like, what's going on? Because nobody knows what's going on, right? And then from there, you'll find out what's happening throughout the whole area, right? And then the castle starts flowing up. And there's going to be a different streams of the colors that you're going to see. Where in the beginning, you're going to go to the red stream. Then you will go to blue and then other colors. I think in total, it's like 6 different worlds that you will go in the game.
And how far are you in the game?
I'm in like chapter 2, but it's each chapter it's long. It took me like maybe 4 hours for just level 1. It took me a while to figure it out, because here's the thing: you will also collect toads throughout the game, and they're hitting everywhere. So you have like these items, accessories with you. There's boots, there's hammers. So the hammer, you could use that, and you could find items, you could find toads, you could find a bunch of other things with that. And you could also hit enemies with that. Once you level up, if there's an enemy that you see, you can hit them and they'll die right there. Or when you start the game and you hit the enemy, then it will go to this new ring-based battle. Yeah, the battle system. It's like a new one that they have in there, which is complicated at first. And now, once I got used to it, I'm like, yo, this is not that bad. I like this new puzzle-ish RPG style battle system that they add into this game. This is pretty cool. So there's the enemies one where there's going to be enemies around, right? Around the rings. And you could just rotate the ring until you have them. You don't have to do this, but you have them lined up into like a straight line or in front of you, which there's like four enemies, which you could use a hammer to hit them. That's like a close combat one. The ones that is like enemies that is lined up, you use your boots, and that one you're gonna jump on top of it, of each character, of each enemy, right? So you will get points from that too. And what you could do is when you press A, if they attack you, you could also block. Or when you jump on top of these enemies, and it's like timed, you press A, you will hit them harder. Like you will get more health from that. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's cool. Now, once you get to the main bosses, yo, it's a totally different battle system. That is challenging right there. Because now there is actual puzzles on how to attack the main bosses. And I think you will like it. Each boss, I already fought like two main bosses. The first one is a tutorial, and then you're on your own. And then in the second one, I'm not going to say what type of boss is it, but it's more complicated. So I think every level is going to get harder and harder, and it's going to take some time for you, man. So I personally like this game a lot. And look, this is not a full review. This is just my first hands-on impressions. The reason why I like this, and this is one of the things that I like about Nintendo that I wish more companies will get inspired from, a company like Nintendo, is that they always will take risk and do new things. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. And this Paper Mario is a totally different gaming experience from them. So I enjoyed it a lot. I'm really enjoying it. It's a lot of fun. The music is fun. Everything is fun overall, man. So what do you think so far, the conversation and the videos have you seen of that?
I mean, honestly, man, I'm just looking forward to it. I'm so hyped for it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I've been following the game for a while. And I was kind of just waiting for the release. And then, you know, you got it. And I was like, you know what? Before I make this big purchase, I'm gonna see what Godfrey says.
Yeah.
I've seen the videos. I've seen your feedback. I've heard your feedback. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm all in. Let's go for it.
Yeah, yeah. It's good. I think at first, it's a little bit different. You'd be like, whoa, whoa, this is too much for me because of the fighting mechanics. But no, you're going to get used to it, man. You're going to get used to it and you're going to like it. And remember, by the way, the most important thing that you need to do to win the game, collect toads. Collect as much toads as you can.
Oh, you know me, baby. I 100% everything. Baby.
Yeah, you will find that everywhere. And the reason why you need to get toads is when you're in the middle of a battle, and that's another thing you need to do, also collect coins. Once you collect coins and you're in the middle of a battle, it's during the time where you're setting up the rings. You hold Y, and the more you hold Y, the more it's going to collect toads. It's like you're summoning toads to go to the battlefield, and they'll either attack, they'll send you items like health. That will also help you on how to find a way for you to attack the bosses. It's really cool. And they will also give you accessories, like better weapons for you to use for their battle. So the more the better it is.
I'm going to figure it out. I'm waiting for this to download, bro. Like, it can't download fast enough. I'm super excited.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, you're good. You're good. So that's my first hands-on impression of Paper Mario, the Origami King. Make sure to check it out if you have a Nintendo Switch. I think it's a must-have. It's pretty cool. And believe it or not, it was only announced, like, what, a month or 2 months ago from Nintendo as a surprise, and it's already out. And this is the first game that actually knocked off Animal... Wow, you hear the train? This is the first game that actually knocked off Animal Crossing from the number one charts of the eShop. So that's cool. Really, really cool. Like that game a lot, man. So make sure to check it out. All right, now we're going to wrap it up here, man. But anything else before we stop recording here, man?
One last thing.
Yes.
How's New York?
New York is good. New York is good. Hot. There's a heat wave over here. It's a crazy heat wave.
Get me out of Florida. That's the last thing I got to say. Get me out of Florida.
Yeah, it's really good. When it comes to phases, I think we're in phase 3. And
already?
Yeah. Yeah, but the only thing is we can't eat inside of the restaurants. We're like still
outside dining only. Yeah.
Yeah, which is fine. I'm good with that. And if you go to a restaurant and you're trying to order like a drink, they're going to tell you now you got to order food. So you have to order food.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
You're not allowed to just buy drinks like that. Like, yeah. I mean, I like the setup.
Mozzarella sticks are going to cost you $27, man.
Yeah. It's all good. But that's about it, man. Everybody, remember, follow Nano, Nano551 on Twitter. He's there. That's Nano, N-A-N-O 551 on Twitter. And let him know, hey, man, I like your recording the podcast with Godfrey, right?
Just let me know if you want to hear more from me, which you probably don't. And I get it. It's cool. Nobody wants to hear from you.
It's all good. All right, Nano, but thanks a lot, dude.
All right, man. Hey, appreciate the call.
All right, man. Later.
Peace.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, GTR, we're going to wrap it up here, and I'm live still here at Bryant Park. It is hot. Actually, I'm going to tell you the degrees right now. It is 93 degrees here in New York City. Thank you for everybody for listening. Make sure to tune in twitch.tv/gamertagradio. That's twitch.tv/gamertagradio. We are going to be there streaming the Xbox Games Showcase. And most likely we're going to be co-streaming IGN because Paris is also going to be there doing commentary. So make sure to tune in and hopefully we'll see you there. And let's do this. Let's all watch this stream together. All right. Live from Bryant Park here in New York City. Thank you for listening. This is Danny Pena. I'm out. Thanks. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.